grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor. That you. Notice he didn't put somebody's name there. Alright? He says that you, generic you. That you.
Lord, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord God Almighty. It's a special miracle service. Amen, amen. It's special indeed. And God is said to do you good. The word of the Lord is coming your way, and the hand of the Lord is coming upon you to work miracles in your life. Amen. God is a miracle worker, and he does miracles in the lives of his children as we call upon him in faith and believe his word. He does miracles, attesting to his word, integrity of his word, and then showing us his goodness and his mercy. Hallelujah. So get ready. In Jesus' mighty name, let's have a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our hearts are open to receive the fullness of all that you have for us, and we receive today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for your miracle working power. We're asking, Father, that you will walk in our midst and move in our midst and work miracles, meeting the needs of your people, every need here present, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we give you the praise for it. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Now, miracles are in three things. Very quickly. Amen. Miracles are in faith. Faith in the Word of God. Number two, miracles are in the atmosphere of the presence of God. The manifest presence of God. Amen. Number three, miracles are in a fervent, boiling desires of God's people in prayers. When we pray and call upon the name of the Lord, miracles happen. Praise God. Now, today I want to talk to you about the atmosphere for miracles. The atmosphere for miracles. Glory to God. In Psalm 114, if you start the reading from verse 1, it tells us the power of the presence of God. The presence of God is the presence that creates the atmosphere for miracles. Miracles happen when God's presence is made manifest. And at the presence of God, miracles are wrought. Hallelujah. Psalm 114, we start the reading from verse 1. It says, when Israel went out of Egypt, and the house of Jacob from a people of strange language. It says, Judah was a sanctuary and Israel is dominion. And then it tells us, it says, the sea saw it and fled. Jordan was driven back. It says, the mountains skipped like rams and the little hills like lambs. It says, what healed thee, O sea, that thou fleddest? Thou, Jordan, that thou was driven back. Okay, verse 6. It goes on, it says, ye mountains that ye skip like rams and ye little hills like lambs. And then it says, tremble thou earth at the presence of God, at the presence of the God of Jacob. Amen. Which turned the rock into a standing water and the flint into a fountain of waters. Tremble at the presence of God. Hallelujah. Now what happened when the presence of God showed up? In the Exodus, the Bible says the sea saw it and fled. You know, imagine what terrified the sea. The sea saw it and fled, and Jordan was driven back. That's the presence of God. See, when God's presence is made manifest, okay, no matter the intensity of water in the sea will flee, and Jordan will be drawn back. Hallelujah. Why? Because of the presence of God. It says the mountains skip like rams and the little hills like lambs. Now, what does that mean? It simply means that when the presence of God is made manifest, mountains skip like rams. Challenges are dissolved. Problems are dissolved by the power of Almighty God. Hallelujah. So I want to talk to you about this miracle-working presence of God that creates the atmosphere for miracles. atmosphere for miracles is the atmosphere of the manifest presence of God. The manifest presence of God. Now, God is everywhere, literally and by principle. God is everywhere. Glory to God. But his presence is made manifest in certain places. Okay? And one of the conditions for the manifest presence of God to be upon a man or a situation or in a place is clearly spelled out in Psalm 22 and verse 3. Psalm 22 and verse 3, the Bible tells us in Psalm 22 and verse 3, "But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel." But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Glory to God. So when God is praised, the manifest presence of God makes its room in our praises. In other words, when we praise God, we are making room for the manifest presence of God. And when that presence is made manifest, as we praise God, miracles happen. That is the trigger for the miraculous. Miracles start happening the moment the presence of God is made manifest. Miracles break forth. Hallelujah. Miracles. The miracle working power of God is made manifest at the manifest presence of God. At the manifest presence of God. Amen. Praise God. And the key to it is praise. The key to it is praise. You praise God, you lift up your hands and praise God. Now, don't praise your challenge or challenges. Don't talk about your challenges. Talk about the greatness of God. Talk about the goodness of God. Talk about the faithfulness of God. Talk about the almightiness of God. Amen. It says, "One generation shall praise thy works unto another and shall declare thy mighty acts." Talk about the mighty acts of God. Talk about the goodness of God. Talk about his mighty works. Glory to God. And as you praise him and give God praise, the manifest presence of God tabernacles in your praise. Glory to God. And marvelous things are wrought. Marvelous things are wrought. Amen. You know, the problem is not a problem. All right, you know what the problem is? Huh? You don't know what to do to invoke the manifest presence of God on that challenge to dissolve it. The mountains saw the presence of God and they skipped like rams. Amen. Imagine, this is not figurative. Amen. Mountains skipping like rams. I was just thinking in my head, how can more than 2 million people move from one country to another and they pass through the wilderness and they had space enough at every point in time as passage, number one, and as a place of tent, a dwelling place for some time before they continued the Exodus. I mean, how did they have that much room? Just try it in this dispensation. Try it. Okay, gather just 1 million people or 600,000 people and say you want to move from Lagos to Ibadan. Okay, and just the express road. It won't be enough. You have to maintain a narrow strip of persons just going in beats. Okay, but you saw how they settled. They settled in a place where the tabernacle was built. All right, and set up, and then the Levites, the tribe of Levi, surrounded the tabernacle to the east. Okay, we saw Judah there, Issachar, and Zebulun. To the south, Reuben, Simeon, and Gad. Okay, put their tent there, and then to the west, and then to the north, other tribes. Praise God. Now it says that in the Exodus, in the movement, Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun must move first. Amen. The priests around the tabernacle. Then, but in the Exodus, anytime they are moving, Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun must move first. God says that's the order. They must first move, followed by Reuben, okay, Simeon, and Gad. They follow. Glory to God. I said, why? Why? Amen. Now, if you read Deuteronomy chapter number 33, I believe you start reading from verse 17, 18. Powerful scripture. Dear Lord, hallelujah. It says, and of Zebulun, he said, Zebulun. Now, don't forget or remember that Judah, come on, say Judah. Judah, I can hear you.
Judah,
Zebulun, come on now, and Issachar, right? They are moving. That's the first camp or group or tribes that move first, and then followed by Reuben, Simeon, and Gad. Amen? Now, look at what he said about Zebulun. And of Zebulun, he said, come on now, rejoice, Zebulun, in thy going out. So when you hear Zebulun, it is joy in going out. And Issachar in thy tent. So when you combine Zebulun and Issachar, are we together? Combine Zebulun and Issachar, okay, you have joy going out and joy in the tent. Zebulun, rejoice in thy going out. Issachar, come on now, in thy tents. And then you remember Judah. Judah means praise, right? Okay, so Judah is praise. So Zebulun is rejoicing in his going out. Issachar is rejoicing in his tent. Judah is praising God. God says, my ark, the tabernacle, the mobile tabernacle, all right, will move first at the sound of joy and praise. So, you see, the presence of God, you see, one thing about the manifest presence of God, it is actually sensitive to joy and praise. It is attracted to joy and praise. When you praise God, that is the order. Okay, that means if Judah, Zebulun, and Issachar do not move, amen, you can see this account in Numbers chapter 2. If you read Numbers chapter 2, amen, Numbers chapter 2, you will see the account there, the tribe that must move first. Okay? And if they do not move, okay, other tribes must be static. They must not move an inch. In other words, listen, nothing moves in our lives until we start praising God and start rejoicing and giving thanks to God. Hallelujah. Amen?
Amen.
I said amen.
Amen.
I said amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. So this is the order of movement. Amen? Because the presence of God is praise sensitive. The presence of God is joy sensitive. The presence of God is praise sensitive. The presence of God is joy sensitive. As we praise God, the manifest presence of God dwells, lives, abides, tabernacles in our praises. And that is an atmosphere for miracles. That is an atmosphere for what? Miracles. Atmosphere for miracles. Why? Because the presence of God tabernacles in our praises. And that triggers the miraculous. Glory to God. Now, are you ready to praise God? All right, don't talk about your need. Talk about the greatness of your God. Hallelujah. Amen. Talk about the greatness of your God. Lift up your hands and praise God. Go ahead and praise Him. Go ahead and praise Him. Go ahead and praise. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands and bless Him. Bless Him, bless Him, bless Him, bless Him, bless Him. Glory to God. Songra tila brasa candele grisha katile brahandele grusha. Rushto pongre sikra tile grusha karara bahaya. Come on, go ahead and just minister to the Lord and bless Him. 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 Numbers chapter number 2 and verse 9. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now let me show you this. Numbers chapter 2 and verse 9. But let's start the reading here from verse If we start, let's start from verse 3. I want to show you something here. Then the tribe of, let's start from verse 3. Then on the east and on the east side of towards the rising of the sun shall they of the standard of the camp of Judah pitch throughout their armies. That's the east, right? Yes. Judah. And Nashon, the son of Amminadab, shall be the captain of the children of Judah. Verse 4, and his host, and those that were numbered of them were 74,600. Okay, and those that do pitch next unto him shall be the tribe of, come on now, Issachar, next to Judah. And Nathaniel, the son of Zua, shall be the captain of the children of Issachar. And his host and those that were numbered thereof were 54,400. Then the tribe of Zebulun. You see it? So you see Judah, come on now, Issachar, and what? Zebulun. And Eliab, the son of Helon, shall be the captain of the children of Zebulun. And his host and those that were numbered thereof were 57,400. Okay, and verse 9. And all that were numbered in the camp of Judah were 100,400 throughout their armies. These shall first set forth. Now mark, these shall first set forth. Okay, so verse 9 of Numbers chapter 2, it tells us the latter part there says, these shall first set forth. So that means Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun, all right, from the east, they shall go first. Glory to God. Amen. God says, praise shall go first. When it comes to my presence, all right, joy shall go first. Amen. I said, amen. Zebulun is rejoicing in his going forth, his going out, right? And Issachar is rejoicing where? In his tent. Glory to God. So joy. That's why an atmosphere where the manifest presence of God is made manifest or revealed to us, there's joy going on. There's praise. Hallelujah. People are praising God. They are rejoicing and giving thanks to God. Hallelujah. Joy unspeakable, full of glory. Joy unspeakable, full of glory. Joy unspeakable, full of glory. Lift up your hands right now and just rejoice in the salvation of God. 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 Go ahead and rejoice and thank Him. Thank Him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pranta Cristo conde le brucia catia. Rejoice, 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 rejoice. Come on, go ahead and rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. Cambro sotto le brucia. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord in the beauty of His holiness. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Sombre tecle tosa tina prete. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Lift your hands and praise Him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and sing, praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Come on, praise the Lord. Praise Him, praise Him, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, praise the Lord. Lift your voice and praise the Lord. Your name is wonderful. Your name is glorious. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are the miracle-working God. You are the God who does signs and wonders. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Come on now. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You are the mighty God. Oh, the great I am. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You are the mighty God. You are the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, you are the mighty God. You are the great I am. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, you are the great I am. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You are the mighty God. You are the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lift your hands and sing, you are the mighty God. You are the great I am. Hallelujah. 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 There's somebody under the sound of my voice, you've been discouraged. God is encouraging you right now. Your strength is renewed. Your strength is renewed. Your strength is renewed. Your strength is renewed. Your bite is restored. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Miracles are happening already. There's someone listening to me right now. You've had this heaviness in your chest. And you've been coughing and coughing and coughing. It's like, you know, this irritation in your chest, in your lungs. You know, along your throat sometimes you feel it deep within you, like something is, you know, trying to crawl out of your mouth, and you feel very, very irritated. The hand of the Lord is upon you. That irritation is gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. You are healed right now, healed by the power of God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord God Almighty. Thank you, Lord. Somebody is believing God for a financial miracle. The hand of the Lord is upon you, and there's a miracle for you. Your needs are met. Your needs are met over and above what you require in the name of Jesus Christ. There's a financial miracle for you. 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 The angels that minister in the arena of finances, they are ministering to you right now. Ministering to you right now. Ministering to you right now. Ministering to you right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Blessed be the name of the Lord God Almighty. The grace of God is multiplied unto you already. Thank you, Father. Amen. Blessed be God. Hallelujah. 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 Now, if you're sick in your body, the hand of the Lord is upon you. Every sickness, every disease is healed right now. Place your hand where you require healing. Place your hand where you require healing. The sickness is gone. The disease is gone. By the power of Almighty God, place your hand there right now. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke thou foul spirit of infirmity. I command its hold broken from off your life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I command healing for you from the very crown of your head to the soles of your feet in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Thou foul spirit of infirmity, lose your grip in the name of Jesus. Now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Now the anointing is flowing. The power of God is flowing. Thank you, Father. The power of God is flowing. I see the Lord showing you favor before the people that matter to your life and destiny. Favor. Supernatural 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 favor. The favor of God is upon you. Favor. Favor round about. Favor round about. None under the sound of my voice is permitted to be stranded. You will not be stranded. You will not be stranded. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I see God placing his hand upon your goods and services. They are selling now. 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 In the name of Jesus, and testimonies abound. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Concerning that application, you hear good news. Good news. Good news. Good news. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Brongra sekra tongle de groshata. Zabru de grisa candela groshakatia. Santele groshatia. Somebody's asking, can God heal cancer? Le groshatia. The Lord our God, the Bible tells us in the redemptive work of Christ for humanity, it says he heals all diseases. Glory to God. He heals all diseases. Glory to God. David saying that in Psalm 103, he says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities? Who heals all your diseases? Glory to God. That means God heals all diseases. Hallelujah. All, not some. All, not some. All, not some. All. Therefore, I decree that that cancer is banished from your body. In the name of Jesus, no more cancer. No more cancer. No more cancer. No more cancer. That cancer is gone from you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. Somebody with an eye defect has just been healed by the power of God right now. Eye defect. Your eyes are healed. Your eyes are healed. Your eyes are healed. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Lift up your hands and give God praise. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Father, we give you praise. Thank you. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. What a mighty God we serve. 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 Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We serve a mighty God. 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 Every sickness is banished. Every sickness is banished. Every disease is banished. You are healed in your body in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Very quickly, ask the Lord for what you require. Go ahead and ask Him for what you require. What do you want the Lord to do for you? Go ahead and ask Him. Ask Him. Ask Him. He says, call unto me and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Ask Him. Go ahead and ask. Ask, 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 ask. Legre sombra tile grosha. He says, in that day shall ask me nothing. The Lord said, whatsoever shall ask the Father in my name, He will give it you. Go ahead and ask. Go ahead and ask. Go ahead and ask. Ke tomambra si korusto kida la brushanamante. So mangre kitolo grosha. Call unto me and I will answer you. And I will show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Go ahead and ask. Go ahead and ask. Go ahead and ask. Le grusha tanaman de le grusha. God answers prayers. God answers prayers. This is the confidence that we have in Him, that when we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. God answers prayers. Go ahead and ask, and ask in faith. 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 Manto krusa tilibro kosa tilibrahaya. Thank you, Father. Blessed be the name of the Lord God Almighty. In Jesus' mighty name, we have asked and received by faith in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, thank you for answers to prayers. I decree right now speedy manifestation of those answers in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, and blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right, we're going to take communion now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Are you ready? We're taking communion. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. The night that Jesus Christ was betrayed, He took bread and broke it and said, "This is my body broken for you. As often as you eat it, take it. This is my body broken for you. As often as you eat it in remembrance of me." And when He had given thanks and had supped, He took the cup containing wine and said, "This cup is the cup of the New Testament in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me." So we're doing this in remembrance of Him. Amen. Are you ready? Glory to God. So let's eat and drink and be thankful. Give thanks to God. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank Him. Father, thank you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name. All right, there's a number on the screen. Make sure to send in your testimonies. Send in your testimonies to the number, phone number on the screen. Amen. Thank you for sending in your testimonies. I know God has healed you. He's done marvelous things in your life. So send in your testimonies. God bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His peace. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Enjoy the week ahead. Praise the Lord.
With my whole lot, I praise the Lord.
I praise the Lord. I praise.